All right, so our in-studio guest is Fred Goss. You heard his story, but we want to hear it in his own words. First, I want to talk about Vietnam-era veterans. As this nomination says, it wasn't a very popular war. What did you experience?
Well, as I was over in Germany, like I said, I was the only son of my family, so they wouldn't send me to Vietnam, so they kept me over there basically for that reason. But over there, like I said, some of the stories I heard from the other vets that was coming from there, it was not a very good place to be. It was stuff that wasn't really good, because I was in an engineer battalion, and the stories that was said to me was about some of the things that happened with the equipment they had and stuff in this line, and it was it was not a popular war. And I know when I did come home, I didn't dare wear my uniform because of the political stuff that was going on. And you couldn't say that you were an Army veteran of anything, because they would call you baby killers and stuff.
Yeah, you didn't get the appreciation that you deserved.
No.
How did that impact you, and how did it impact your colleagues?
A lot, because I know a lot of them, were saying that, we should at least have something, especially at the end of that that war. And it was 10 years later before they even did anything for us, And that's why nowadays, if I see a gentleman or a person that was in Vietnam or something like that in the service, I tell them, welcome home, because it's, they appreciate that. Let them know that you're welcome back here.
All right, so you felt a call of duty.
Yes, I felt call of duty on this one.
Tell me how much wrangling between you and Vardis, your wife, there was to, hey, you're going over into a dangerous situation.
She knew it. I knew it. And we talked about it quite a bit. And there was actually some things on YouTube that she's seen that, she tried to talk me out a little bit. But I said, no, I still want to try and do this, because I feel the call to go over there and, help our troops out some way or another.
You could have done other things, I'm sure. You could have volunteered to stay stateside. You could have done, you decided to go to Iraq.
Yeah.
Right? It was a choice that you made. I'm sure nobody said, this is where you're stationed. This is your assignment. Why?
Why? Because, like I said, it was just, a call that I got. All of a sudden, I felt, because the job I was on, I was not really happy in. And we were, we talked about doing some different things, and this thing came up. And actually, my son was over there as a civilian contractor doing a job that he was doing in the military. And so I figured, well, maybe I can get over there and do something to help these guys out too, to, make their job easier to get this fight over with.
All right. You go on your very first mission over there, and then describe what happened.
Okay, well, they had an MRAP that hit an IED over there. Actually, they called it IED Alley. And it was between Camp Spiker and Camp Anaconda. And so we ended up in one of the little camps over there for a minute, for about an hour, detained, because they wanted to make sure there was no IEDs in the area. And then sergeant came over and said, okay, we're going to go over and pick this thing up out of the hole. And then we had another wrecker there that was going to pick it up and put it on a hit. Well, they had a military wrecker that went over first, so I was just following his tracks. Well, the IED I hit was actually what they called a double tap. He set the fuse, and it blew when I hit it. And next thing I knew, there was like a brown blanket wrapped around me. That's about the best way to put it. And it picked me up and put me on what was left of the floor of this wrecker. The gentleman beside me was gone, and I started calling for him, trying to make sure he was all right. And the next thing I know, there's two combat medics on top of me taking care of me. And from there, I went to Camp Anaconda and into surgery.
Fred, I know that when you go and do these things, you know that there's a sense of danger, but when you actually encounter it, does it make you question what you did?
No. Mm-mm. Actually, I wanted to go back. Once I was healed, and KBR says, yeah, you can go back, but the military over in Iraq says, no, you can't come back. So I said, okay, fine. That's when I moved on with my life. I was supposed to stay here and help my wife and with the grandkids and everything else that's going on in our lives.
Injuries to your face, right arm. You eventually lost a finger on your hand. You had your right leg damaged and your back. Still feeling any effects of those things?
A little bit in the back because I ended up with some more arthritis in my spine, and I do have scoliosis, and it aggravated that.
The thing that I keep hearkening back to, and it's true of most of these veterans that I talk to, is they continue to say, I wanted to go back. I wanted to do something else, even after being badly injured. I'll ask the same question that I ask of others. What compels someone to have that kind of attitude?
I don't know. It's just something that inside of me that said, I have to try and go back and do what I was going to do, you know, and actually help our troops out instead of, you know, ending up on a stretcher and coming home.
Sir, thank you for your service. We appreciate you coming in and sharing your story with us.
For honoring us. I appreciate it.
Fred Gauss, our guest, will continue after this timeout on News Radio KQOB.